The U.S. government has a plan to expand broadband access. More people would have more access to music and movies more quickly over the Internet. The government will present details of that plan later this month. Mario Armstrong, who monitors technology developments for Morning Edition, tells us what the government is up to.
Well, Steve, the government wants to be able to make broadband accessible, high-speed Internet access accessible for every American. I mean, the goal really is to try to get as many people to adopt and utilize high-speed Internet as much as possible. That's the end game here.
Interesting that they've laid out some priorities that have to do with public buildings and public places. They want every classroom and every school in America to be connected to broadband, every hospital, clinic, and first responder to be connected to broadband and have the ability to send medical information very quickly, very complicated digital images and so forth. Job seekers should have access to this through public libraries, all of which is very interesting, although, of course, most Internet use is in private spaces, I suppose.
Well, I mean, most Internet use is in private space, and that's part of the problem. It needs to be more in the public space. And when you talk about it seems interesting, I really think it's actually vital to have all of these types of different opportunities, to be able to connect kids from their home back to the schools. That simple thing doesn't happen today, and it could happen if we had a national broadband policy.
What's it take?
Well, it's going to take a lot of work. I mean, you know, you look at our ranking right now, we're 15th when it looks at broadband adoption specifically. I mean, we're, you know, behind places like Seoul, Korea and Scandinavia. And a lot of folks will say to me, well, Mario, that's because it's geography. You know, most residents live in a high rise or high density units.
Like
and it's
Japan or someplace like that. Sure.
Correct.
Sure.
But the bottom line is most of their citizens in countries that are doing better than us in broadband adoption is because their governments made some formal policy decisions that created really a national priority. So when you look at South Korea, their government clearly articulated a vision for a national technology initiative. And I honestly believe that by having this national initiative from the government, it created more broadband competition, which in turn helped prices fall and helped speeds rise.
Mario, can I mention one thing? Because the federal stimulus bill that passed about a year ago now included more than $7 billion for one piece of this. It was an effort to extend broadband access, especially in rural areas. And we just had a report on this program recently that telecom companies were resisting that money. Are corporations going to allow expanded broadband access?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be, Steve, a major challenge because, see, a lot of these telecommunications companies are saying, we don't want the stimulus funds because, and here's where I think the big challenge is, it's requiring these companies to have open access to the lines. And what that means is these telecommunications companies would have to share their lines with competitors.
And they don't want to do that.
They haven't shown that they wanted to do that in the past, so why would they do that going forward? But this opens up a tremendous opportunity for smaller companies as well as companies like Google, who have recently announced their big Google Fiber for Communities with the goal of helping to experiment with new ways to make Internet access better and faster for people. And so now you have cities and community groups all across the country. People in my hometown in Baltimore have started BeMoreFiber.com, all with the idea of wanting this opportunity of having faster Internet connectivity in their backyard to help their businesses, to help their schools, to help healthcare, to help fix social challenges that are happening in their respective cities. So here you have a company that's not a telecommunications company, Google, coming in saying, we're going to look at providing 10 times faster than what the FCC is proposing because we feel that there needs to be some type of shakeup in this industry to get us there.
So Google thinks that private industry can step in here.
Absolutely. And, you know, other people would say, well, private industry is already stepping up. They're putting significant investment into broadband. That's why you see all these commercials and you see all these things about 3G and bigger networks. But the bottom line is, if you look around and you look at the data, you see that there are not enough choices in enough areas throughout the U.S.
Are people in rural communities, public schools, other areas that don't have broadband clamoring for it now?
Unbelievably so. I mean, I've Twitter with these folks, Facebook with them. Some of them are telling me how they are still on dial-up. And I, you know what? It's hard for me to really understand what that must feel like. I mean, I clearly remember being on dial-up, but golly, that's been so long now. It's hard for me to really understand that in today's age, 2010, that there are people still trying to get access to information just like everyone else, but they're doing it at turtle speeds through dial-up.
Mario Armstrong, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks for having me.